This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 70% of eligible Coloradans are at least partly vaccinated against COVID-19, but vaccinations are lagging in many rural areas. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
In some counties on the Eastern Plains, fewer than half of eligible residents have had at least one shot. There's also a lot of vaccine hesitancy in parts of the Western Slope. Near Olathe, seasonal worker Manuel Saldana says he and his crew are vaccinated, but he worries about the larger community.
A lot of people don't have the shock, don't believe in the pandemic.
Saldana says if COVID-19 surges again, it'll hit farm workers financially.
We have less opportunities for jobs. It's bad.
About half of Montrose County residents 12 and up are at least partially vaccinated, with similar rates in nearby Delta and Mesa counties. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is requiring masks in all indoor areas open to the public starting today. Masks are not required outdoors. The town says the order follows an increase in COVID cases and because people from all around the country visit the town near Pikes Peak. A judge in Boulder has ruled the public will not see an 8-minute video showing the shooting at a King Superstore in March. The Boulder District Attorney's Office says showing the video could re-traumatize victims' families and affect the defendant's right to a fair trial. The video will be shown at a pretrial hearing. A new round of state grants for artists affected by the pandemic is opening for applications today. State lawmakers okayed the money to help artists and arts organizations stay afloat. The program will give more than $15 million in this round after distributing more than $7 million earlier this year. It's mostly sunny and staying warm for much of Colorado for today and the next few days. This is CPR News.